We're talking with Willem Loken, the Grand Secretary of Quebec, and Gloria Green, the Assembly Secretary of the Grand Assembly of the International Order of Odd Fellows, and Rebecca's. So, Willem, can you tell us a little bit about what Odd Fellows is all about?
Well, the Odd Fellows is a fraternal organization, basically on fundraising projects, also a membership to have a socialized in the different lodges with their members. They promote community projects. Each individual lodge is responsible for their own projects. They do have international projects, however, the lodges are free to support them if they want or not. Right now, what we are trying to really promote is to have the different lodges get out into the community and have a community project and thereby make the name of the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, or as another name goes by, is the Three Link Fraternity.
And the three links being what?
Friendship, love, and truth is the meaning for the three links.
Okay, so it's based on friendship, love, truth. Gloria, you're the Grand Secretary for the Rebecca's. And what is the difference between the Odd Fellows and the Rebecca's, or what are the similarities?
Well, we're basically the same. It used to be at one time it was all women, and the Odd Fellows were all men. And then eventually the men started to come into the Rebecca's, and finally in 2000, I guess they needed us, so the women were allowed to join the Odd Fellows. So it's basically we work together. We try to work together and to do good for the community.
So the Odd Fellows started off as being a men's group.
Yes.
And then the Rebecca's came along, and the Rebecca's...
100 years later.
And the Rebecca's were the female equivalent of the Odd Fellows.
Yes.
And then the Odd Fellows accepted women. And so now the lines are kind of blurred, is that it?
Well, I wouldn't say blurred. We're trying to work together because we are trying for membership, and both sides are down in membership. So when the men needed us, we joined them, and when we needed them, they joined us. And so we work together.
And what kind of things do you do in the community?
Well, it depends on what community you are in, you know. I mean, you will have, if we take in the Sherbrooke area, you will have the community drive, raising funds for scholarships. What else?
We give to arthritis, cancer, heart and stroke, vision, world vision. These are our international projects, but we do support them locally. Whatever money we raise for arthritis stays in our local area. It doesn't go to the states.
Well, that's very interesting. That's very interesting indeed. So this order does a lot of good works in the community, local communities?
Yes, we try to work as much as possible. If there's a fire victim, we will try to support as much as we can. And as I say, we do bursaries. We send children to summer camp. Whatever we hear about that we can help, we try.
And is there anything that stands out recently that you've done that you think was kind of special?
Okay, I'm from Shawville, Quebec, and we're working on a dialysis machine at our local hospital, and we have donated to that. We do our brunches once a month, and money goes to the dialysis machine at our local hospital.
Wow, that's wonderful. And Willem, are you familiar with anything that recently that comes to mind that you're especially proud of? Or?
Well, we have this year our Grand Master's project is kidney research, and our goal has already reached a $1,000 mark. We hope to maybe double it by the end of the month of May, and it will be a project that all the lodges can support, and we are looking forward to their support.
That's amazing. I didn't realize any of this was going on, and there's Odd Fellows in our region, in Eastern Townships of Quebec.
Very much so.
And are they active?
Very active, yes. They each lodge is very small. There were not very large lodges, but each lodge is very active in supporting as much as they can.
And just in talking about that, Willem, how does someone become a member of the Odd Fellows?
Well, you first got to ask to be a member, or if one of the Odd Fellows asks you to be a member, and that's as simple as that. Usually after, when a member, Odd Fellow asks a person, the first question he says, they ask him is what they do. That's the time for him to get out and tell them what his lodge does in particular first, and then what the lodge does on an international scale next. And if he wants to go to worldwide, well, there's other projects over in the European countries. However, the European countries are possibly of lesser interest because we're not back at home. What we need right now is our projects at home, locally, and then on the North American continent.
And Gloria, what kind of impact have you seen in your community from the Rebeccas?
You got me unawares. Basically, as I say, we do work with the archives. We have a local archives that we donate to.
What does that mean, though? The archives, what is that about?
They collect all the information locally that would be maybe lost to history, and they their only funds are what they are given in donations. So that's one of the things that we do donate to. And as I say, we do donate up at the hospital. We have sent 3 handicapped children each summer to summer camp, which they would not possibly go to because they need more one-on-one supervision when they get there. So by paying for a little extra for that, they're able to go. And we're only 12 in our lodge, so we work hard for that.
Well, it sounds like you do a lot of good work. And the question that comes to mind is, you give a lot of money, you support a lot of things that are very interesting in the community and also in the greater, larger community of the world. Where does the money come from?
It comes from the Odd Fellows and Rebeccas mainly, from the donations they will give. It comes from the different card parties or breakfasts or things that they sponsor to raise funds. But mainly it comes from the members of the order. What we would like to see is for us to get more out into the community and eventually let the project or known better, and who knows, maybe some non-member might make a donation, and eventually maybe some non-member might become a member of our lodge.
Well, that sounds very good. Is there any points that I missed touching on, Gloria, that you can think of?
I don't think so, except possibly some phone numbers that if anybody wants to become a member, they can call to join.
Okay, and the phone numbers, would you happen to know those numbers? Ed, also, I think we have some numbers here on the back.
The brochure you're looking right now is issued by the Sovereign Grand Lodge, which is in the United States. The numbers they have there are, although you have a 1-800 number, you can get in touch with them that way. Or if you have a lodge in your community, surely there must be a member or secretary or the Noble Grand. Noble Grand, by the way, is a president. They must have their numbers. However, on this brochure, it's just the international things.
Okay.
This is Unity Lodge number 8's email address. It's unity8ioof at yahoo.ca.
Great. So that's unity8ioof at yahoo.ca. If you're interested in becoming a member, if you don't have access to internet, I think you can call the 1-800 number here and they will direct you to your local chapter of the International Order of Odd Fellows.
It should work. The number is 1-800-235-8358. And if you want the electronic mail, then you go to IOOF THESGL at bellsouth.net.
Great.
If you want to get in touch with the Grand Secretary, my telephone number is 819-694-0472. My email is WILOK at videotron.ca. And if you want my address, it's 15 Flynn, FLYNN, Trois-Rivières, Quebec, GAW1E7.
Great. Well, I thank you very much, Gloria and Willem, for the information about the International Order of Odd Fellows. It sounds certainly very interesting, and we're hoping to work with you a lot more in the future.